I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
The impact of Storm Chandra has caused major disruptions this morning. We're crossing now to our reporter, Josh Crosby, who's standing by in one of the worst affected areas of Dublin. Josh, where exactly are you?
Good morning, Pat. Well, I'm in Rathfarnham near Nutgrove Shopping Centre, and my main aim was to try and get to the shopping centre this morning, but the road is completely impassable on Nutgrove Avenue. There are cars submerged out in the middle of the road as I look down here, which appear to have been swept from their driveways with the water. You can see how far it's come up on the footpath and around the bends at the intersection as the debris is strewn out all across the road. There are bins tipped over, just floating in the water here, and residents and business owners have been out since early this morning witnessing and inspecting the damage this has caused to their homes, and have not really been able to do anything about it because the water has just kept coming and coming. I met with one of those severely impacted by the storm, Kyle Campbell. Now, Kyle and his dad have Campbell Motors on Nutgrove Avenue. Their repair workshop is, I suppose, it's dipped down off the main road, so he was showing me pictures and videos on his phone from inside his yard, and he estimates that there's around 10 foot of water down in his business place right now.
Flooded again. It happened to us twice before, so it's just the flood prevention or in the park down the road, the river. That's the problem.
Yeah. But has it come into your yard there?
Yeah, totally gone. Every car is underwater. Probably about 20-something cars maybe in the yard are gone. Totally.
I know it's early days to be able to tell yet, but if you were to try calculate the maths of that, the damage it's done so far?
I don't even know. Can't even think about it. It's a second. So we'll have to see. I don't even know if there's insurance for the flooding anymore, because they wouldn't insure us the last time after the floods. Once you're the first flood's gone, they won't give you a flood cover again. So
what do you do next? You have to wait for the water to drain?
The water drop down, yeah, and then go from there, start again
and inspect the damage.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have customers now that have their cars in there?
No, I have the one customer's car, I think, at the minute. That's it. So, and then one of her own cars, so hopefully not too bad. But
you're going to be making a lot of difficult phone calls today, even for yourself, getting onto insurance companies.
Can't even get in. That's the problem. Our keys, everything. We have other cars that are parked off, but all the keys are in the workshop, so.
Third time is it?
Yeah.
What do you want to see being done, or what can be done as a flood defence?
The council's not flood prevention, so that's the whole problem. Well, it would feel worse for the people in the houses there. Their houses are fucking flooded, so.
So you just have to wait?
Wait, yeah. Wait it out.
Sorry to hear this is happening here, because I can imagine it's a whole livelihood.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the challenge of having to drain everything out and clean things up. It's
I know, it's gone.
The cost.
Not electronics, anything, tools, everything's gone. So
you're ringing lads now saying, look, no point coming into work today? And
yeah, well, it's only myself and my dad, but the workshops beside there, they all know they're trying to get down to see the damage, but just traffic at the minute is mental.
And then there's a car sales up there as well.
I think they have over 1 million worth of stock, and I don't know. He's trying to see now in a minute whether his is all underwater.
And you can see the cars there just submerged in the middle of the road.
Floating out of people's driveways.
It's like a river.
Yeah. That's something out of a movie, basically.
That's Kyle Campbell from Campbell Motors in Rathfarnham. Now, Josh, you're on the Nutgrove Avenue at the moment, but that's not the only area affected in South Dublin, is it?
No, it certainly is not. And I've been told it's even worse in some parts. Like, it is dry now. It's not raining now. The clouds are starting to clear, but Dublin Fire Brigade crews have been attending incidents at Stocking Avenue, the M50 at Ballantyre, Lambs Cross in Sandyford. Then on the Dodder Park Road, the Fire Brigade has taken 4 people to safety by using an inflatable sled, they've said. In the last hour, they're responding to water rescue incidents in Kiltearnan, Firhouse, Sandyford, and here in Nutgrove. They say, look, they're prioritising life risk emergency calls at the moment and are appealing to people to avoid entering any water if you're unsure of its depth. So access all around this area, Pat, has been impacted this morning. As I look around here now, it's just chock-a-block. Computers trying to get to Dundrum are having to find alternative routes or just not go to work at all. And then traffic is just backed up on all approaches to this area. A section of the M50 northbound was closed there. I believe the right lane has reopened. So the impact of this storm has been huge for the residents living in this area where I am. And of course, business owners like Kyle, who we heard from. And I think for many of them, including myself, we didn't really expect it to be this bad when we woke up this morning. I've also spoken with a few people who are not directly impacted living on Nutgrove Avenue, but they say this will have affected thousands of people trying to get to work this morning.
It reaches knee deep very early, so, and it gets a lot deeper because the cars, you can see, are submerged. Even the middle of the road, which is the high point, is not really passable unless you have waders. So,
and you have the oil pants and the wellies on, and you attempted it, but you couldn't get that far.
No, it's not possible. It's just not possible. You need waders. So we'll have to go up around Grange Road where the traffic is almost at a standstill. But eventually we'll get there.
And you were down on another road as well. You said it's worse again?
Garda Park Road is considerably worse, and I think it's getting worse by the minute because the water from the mountains will probably, the flood will actually increase during the day normally, unless they're able to drain it away, which is unlikely.
We just live here in this road here.
Okay. And how has the storm impacted you now today?
Well, thankfully our house is fine, but we can't get the kids to school because the road is flooded. Home day. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
Which I'm sure they're pleased with.
Well, they're actually very anxious about the whole thing. They're really scared about it. So we brought them out to show them so they can see it, but they're very scared.
Has the school sent out advice? Or?
No advice yet from the school, which we're actually a bit disappointed with. But it seems around our school, there's no flooding. We're a little bit away from it. Yeah, well, I'm just not willing to sit for 2 hours in the traffic to bring them around.
See, is that a standstill?
It's crazy.
Standstill.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not interested in it.
Take the bike every morning, yeah, every morning. And it's absolutely dreadful this morning. Like, there's floods everywhere. Like, the traffic jams are crazy. There's cars going through red lights. Like, you know, patience is at a zero this morning, so it's very treacherous out there. And I still can't get to work. I'm trying to figure out another route now to get there because the route I take is completely blocked, completely flooded.
You'll have to go off-roading now, maybe around some other back road.
Yeah, I'll have to go off-road, maybe take me time now. No rush to get to work. Everyone take their time this morning. Get there safe.
You need to be a few people later or not getting in at all.
Maybe I'm thinking about going home, to be honest with you.
So working from home will be taken up today.
I wish I could, but I can't. But I'll see how things go. I'm not going to panic any of you. If I get there late, I'll get there late. It doesn't matter.
People in the Rathfarnham area of South Dublin. And now, Josh, the weather warnings are still in place, I think, until 11 o'clock tonight.
That's it, yeah, Pat. So the status yellow wind warning remains in place for the entire country until 11. And then in Carlow, Kilkenny, Louth, Wexford, Wicklow and Waterford, there's a status yellow rain warning in place until 11 as well. And look, they can change. So the advice is to keep an eye out on Metairn and, of course, the local authority, the council's sites and their social medias, and look to plan ahead, of course, for any necessary journeys.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused about why all this flooding is taking place. I know that, you know, in terms of land, it's sodden and therefore it can't drain away. But I'm just wondering, what about the drains, the storm drains? I know in my area, at least one is seriously blocked. On my commute route every morning, at least two are blocked because the flooding happens always at the same place. I wonder, are South County Dublin out there trying actively to unblock the drains, albeit a bit too late? Anyway, Josh, look, thank you very much for that report.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.